Key 100 with Dave and Jen. I told you about my new little side gig, right?
Your side gig?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Doing the spotlight at the Ironton Fighting Tigers home basketball games.
Oh, you get paid for it.
Well, no.
Got it. So your hobby.
Volunteer.
Your hobby. Got it.
Side gig, yes. Okay.
Got it. All right.
Uh-huh. So we have a game Friday night against Colgrove at the Conley Center.
Okay.
So a few moments before the introductions begin, I go up to the top of the balcony area, and I look at the spotlight, and I make sure the cord is out of my way so it, you know, doesn't cause me any issues.
Well, sure.
And I move the spotlight around, okay, and then the lights go out. And I've got the spotlight.
You're on.
On the tiger head. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. On the wall. And I've got it on. Everything's looking great. And I take the spotlight and I start to turn it. And whoom! Down it goes.
Stop it.
Kaboom! Hits the ground.
Stop
it.
I'm
like, oh, shoot. And this thing's heavy, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'll say it's not light. I don't know how heavy exactly it is, but I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Did you break it?
Well, it went out.
Oh, my gosh.
So I take my foot and put it on the pedestal so I can, you know, manhandle this thing and get it up. Then I grab it and pull it up straight.
Oh, my God.
So I've got it back on the pedestal upright, and I flip the switch off and back on. It still will not come on. And I do it again. And I'm like, please, come on, please. And I flip the switch again, and then I flip a few other little buttons that I think might help. It does nothing.
Ooh,
okay, I've got no spotlight. The whole gymnasium is
dark.
Completely dark.
No
lights. And our announcer, Rick McKnight, is starting to announce our players, and there's no spotlight. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
What did you do?
So I kind of pushed the spotlight over against the railing where it was when I walked up there, and then I hightailed it out of there.
Are you serious?
Listen,
I knew
whenever the lights come back on, everyone was going to be staring at me and what the heck happened to the spotlight. So I didn't want to be there when people start looking that way. So I hightailed
it. Are you serious? You seriously messed up the spotlight,
yes.
Broke the thing,
yep.
And then threw it back down and ran.
And left.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I didn't want to say, like, okay.
Well,
so
everybody knows now.
Apparently.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Apparently.
Yes.
The cord
had come unplugged.
Well, no, it, like, got, I guess it got wrapped around the wheel, one of the wheels, and caused it to flip.
Oh, my word.
I even tried to move it out of my way so you wouldn't have that issue.
Well, you sure did.
Didn't do a great job there.
Oh, my word.
Thankfully, the spotlight is okay, and I told Tracy when I... She said, what happened?
Oh, my God. I ran.
And then, I didn't want everybody staring at me when the lights come back on.
Like, but you just told on yourself so everybody knows it's your fault, but whatever.
I mean, come on. People knew it was my fault anyway.
Well, right? They absolutely did.
I just didn't want them knowing and staring at the same time.
And staring, and you sit there and wave
everybody.
Yeah,
hi, it was me. Sorry.
I messed up. So they're not going to ask you to do this again, are they?
No, apparently I still got the job.
Oh, great.
We'll try it again on Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. Dave and Jen.